As long as there have been cattle on the range, there has been a debate over who can serve up the best steak. Most folks would presume that steak would be served somewhere in cattle country. This place in Brooklyn, New York, might challenge that notion. It's today's story on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Across the Brooklyn Bridge from Manhattan, there's a place that is far from grazing cattle, but a place that claims to grow the best steaks in the nation.
Peter Luger's was established in 1887, and it's always been known as a great steakhouse, but it gained in popularity as the years went on. It's a family business. My grandfather used to come here as a teenager, and eventually he bought the business in 1950.
The steakhouse was committed to serving the best beef to be found in New York City. To do that, Jody Storch's grandmother received special training.
He had a retired grader from the agriculture department, spent 2 years with my grandma in Manhattan's meat market, teaching her how to buy only the best prime meat so she would learn how to, you know, select the finest prime and the best cattle.
Jody is committed to getting the best beef to her steakhouse. She personally chooses what is served here.
I go 2-3 times a week. My aunt goes and my mom goes 2-3 times. So we're in the meat market basically every day waiting for the trucks to come, and we look at only the fresh hanging beef for our porterhouse steak, which is our signature dish here. Most restaurants, they buy the cryovac boxes from out west, and they don't select it. They get some of the stuff is nice, some of the stuff is not nice. We're still rejecting over 50% of what we see.
That attention to detail means Jody has lots of very satisfied customers. It's a level of commitment that Peter Luger's meets at every step of the process.
Each of us have our own special stamp with a brand on it, and we hit only the meat that we like, and then they cut it into the short loin, and our driver picks it up the next day and makes sure that it's our stamp, and nobody's doing switchy with us. And then we bring it here and we age it. And every day it's butchered. You know, we have butchers on full time, and they bring up the fresh meat to the kitchen, and it's cooked to order.
It's one of the best steaks you'll find in the nation, and there's more to tell about how they make it happen. As we travel the countryside in Brooklyn, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.